'Twas when the world was young and spoke in silent sleeping sighs that Pirion the Wise awoke and formed the stars and skies. He forged the seas from tides and truth, the sands from love and light. And in the summer's shade of youth, he wrought the day from night. But still, 'tis said, the scriptures say, the god was struck with strife, for Pirion knew not the way to start the spark of life. What is the weight of living worth? He thought upon his throne. If I am bound to walk the earth and wander lost alone. He walked the lonely frozen lands in search of something more, until he reached the blazing sands beyond the scorching shore. And there the flames of world fire peak that burned for ages past. He found the truth he thought to seek, the means to life at last. The embers danced beneath his hands and shift and spiraled free, and from the burning blazing sands the phoenix came to be. Its coat was gold and silver shade, its fires waxed and waned, and in the first the god had made, a part of him remained. And so the tide of time unfurled, and in an age's span the lonely god had filled the world with dwarf and elf and man. But man was weak, and all the odds were stacked against their wills, so Pirion made demigods to keep them safe from ills. To hold them back from pain and plight, to sharpen steel and swords, to keep them safe from beasts at night, was Proctus, Lord of Wards. To heal the sick when plagues had passed, to give them strength and wealth, to help them love and live and last, was Halloran of Health. To barter, toil, and trade with ease, to tote upon a steed, to ferry freight across the seas, was Sepicles of Speed. To guide their jealous zest for more, to will with wisdom's sage, to offer sport instead of war, was Furere, God of Rage. And last of all, to judge their worth and hear their final breath, to see them pass beyond the earth, was Necrus, Lord of Death. So Pirion stood far above and felt his pleasures swell, to watch below with peace and love, content that all was well. Man alike was proud to pray, to praise the god and fate, but just as dawn succumbs to day, so envy leads to hate. To see their maker loved in light and evermore adored, the demigods rebelled in spite and slayed their trusting lord. And all the pain and scorn and strife of hatred twist and swirled and flood across the land of life, and chaos ruled the world. But far away, beneath the light, beyond the burning sky, the phoenix rose from out the night and stretched its wings to fly. Its coat was gold and silver shade, its fires waxed and waned, and in the first the god had made, a part of him remained.